Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's over!
But wait.
We're going to overtime!
It's Total Information AM Overtime.
Overtime!
On KMOX.
It is KMOX Overtime. It's 8:33. I'm Debbie Monterey. And joining us here in Studio B, it's Tom Ackerman, Charlie Brennan, and Roger Brand. Yes. Hello, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right.
Hello.
hello. Well, we have a much better reception here in Studio B than the mayor got last night.
I'm not going to discuss a personal matter.
So last night at Haristow State University, they had a full auditorium of people who were, it was supposed to be a discussion of what to do next or what the Stockley protesters would like to see and kind of a give and take. And clearly it didn't go that way for much of the evening with people shouting over the mayor. Any thoughts, Charlie Brennan, about whether maybe they should do this again or whether they should stop trying to hold meetings to hear what people would like to see next?
Well, here you have the mayor who did postpone a couple of town hall meetings in the middle of the protests, and she gets together for some dialogue and is shouted down, and it just perplexes me why she's the target. You know, her house was windows smashed, paint thrown on it. Her husband was killed in a violent crime, and now, you know, she's not allowed to speak freely. Now, if people on the streets are protesting and their free speech rights are abridged, they get rightfully angry. But why not allow other people to speak, like the mayor, especially if you want her to have a town hall meeting?
I think one of the things they were insisting, and perhaps maybe it would have quieted down, a lot of the protesters want her to fire Lawrence O'Toole. I'm not sure if they have a suggestion for who should replace him. But some people are asking for her to resign, too. I guess you know, if that's the sticking point, clearly that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Well, you know, if you ask for someone to resign, that's kind of a non-negotiable. I mean, it's not really bargaining in good faith. And I think it's almost an excuse to continue your protests forever. You know, if you're going to bargain in good faith, you have to present some ideas that are reachable, and asking for the person on the other table to resign, That's just a way of saying, I really don't want a resolution to this. I want this to go on forever.
I mean, a forum is supposed to be a public discussion. A discussion means you have a conversation. You listen to the other side. And I've said it over and over that we need to listen to each other. That doesn't mean we only listen to the protesters. You need to listen to leadership also. Both sides need to listen and stop shouting over the mayor. I found that disturbing to listen to, but I've heard it before over and over. Should they do it again? Yes, they should do it again, but you need to
do what again?
Have a forum. I do think it's important to do. I don't think you just stop doing it, but you know, folks, let's listen to both sides. How can you properly give, if you are somebody who is opposed to the mayor's views, how can you give your opinion if everybody's shouting at the same time? It doesn't work.
I have to say, I give Mayor Crewson credit. She puts herself in positions where she knows people are going to yell at her. She puts herself in positions where a lot of other politicians would avoid. I mean, you don't see Governor Greitens putting himself in front of a group of people who may be yelling at him. All of his appearances are carefully crafted, you know, with only certain people.
Hang on. Don't forget. You remember, Debbie, the press conference he had when he was shouted down?
That's true. That was the one time he did it, and yeah, probably won't do it
again. Probably the last time, but yeah.
But she kind of reminds me in that manner of Claire McCaskill, Senator McCaskill. They both go into unfriendly territory where they, you know, they face the heat. And you got to admire that, because I don't know that I could go in front of a group of people and have them screaming in my face. I probably would not want to have that experience again. Along with Tom Ackerman, Charlie Brennan, and Roger Brand. All right, I think this is shaking some folks to the core while other people are celebrating, and some of you probably could not care less. But the Boy Scouts of America have announced that they are going to begin allowing girls in the Boy Scouts. Some people are cheering this. Some people are saying it's horrible. Some are saying, oh my God, what's next? Charlie Brennan, where do you fall?
Well, I fall in allowing the Girl Scouts or the girls to be part of the Boy Scouts. You know, sometimes the girls have joined Boy Scout troops around the country and they weren't able to become Eagle Scouts. And, you know, I think that's just a wonderful program. And if it's open to boys, it should be open to girls. You learn so many skills and the discipline and the organization that's required. I think it's just wonderful that it's now afforded to girls.
Yeah, I was going to say, my daughter was a Girl Scout, and my son was a Boy Scout, and my daughter quit Girl Scouts because she saw all the cool stuff my son was doing, the merit badges, the camping, the everything, and the Girl Scouts just get to a certain point, and then there's just nothing else going on. You're selling your cookies or whatever, and she was disappointed.
That was my experience when I was a girl. I did 2 years of Girl Scouts, and I quit because I wanted to be a Boy Scout.
Yeah, so, I mean, my daughter would have joined. I mean, she would have loved it.
What's throwing people off is that people say, but they have Boy Scouts. And they have Girl Scouts. So why don't they just stay Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts? I don't understand why the girl. Why don't they just call them Scouts and just, you know, that's what I mean. Just, you know, they're Scouts. They're kids. Let's let them enjoy and continue, as you said, to learn about discipline and about the outdoors and about things that will teach them to be better in life.
I wonder why the Girl Scouts didn't kind of change their program to match the needs of current girls and kind of institute more like an Eagle Scout program.
I don't know. I am involved with Girl Scouts. I'm a Girl Scout leader. I have to say, your Girl Scout experience is only as good as your Girl Scout leader. Mm. You may have a great Girl Scout leader, or you may have a bad one. And I am not I'm not a great Girl Scout leader. I'm really busy. We do the best we can. So I think if you have a great Girl Scout leader who is on it, you'll have a great experience. When I was in Girl Scouts, we did like cross stitching and making smiley face pillows. And I was a total tomboy. I was not interested in that at all. I wanted to camp in the woods and make fires. So I don't know. I mean, I think you can have that experience as a Girl Scout, but they don't have an Eagle Scout like program.
I think that's interesting. You know, my almost 7-year-old Audrey, she could hang with those Boy Scouts. She's not afraid of anything. I mean, there's no doubt about it that she could go right in there and get out in the outdoors and get dirty and do all of the things that the boys would do. If you have any thoughts that girls can't do what the Boy Scouts would do, you got to be kidding me. I mean, of course. So, yeah, I would support it. I don't see what the big deal is.
Well, maybe they will eventually have to consider some kind of a merger. Although one of the things people have said is, if they do away with the Girl Scout cookies, then I'm up in arms.
I was going to say, are they going to make the boys start selling the cookies then?
Make sure you have the cookies.
Yes.
We got to keep those intact.
Because no offense, Boy Scouts, but the popcorn does not compare.
I don't even know about the popcorn.
Oh, Boy Scouts sell popcorn.
They need to market themselves
better.
See, I'm
popcorn.
Totally lost on that. I was a Cub Scout and then kind of bowed out after that. But I have a couple of friends who became Eagle Scouts, and I respect the heck out of them. I mean, they know how to do just about everything.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we'll see where that goes. But just looking at some of the social media posts, there are people who are just completely out of their minds.
Well, everybody, look, people just love to rage about things. So I wouldn't get too affected by that. People would rage about anything.
No, that's true. That's what social media is for.
That's apparently what it was designed. Well, it wasn't designed for that, but it's become that.
It has. It is 8:47. Overtime will continue with our final segment after this. Debbie Monterey, Charlie Brennan, Roger Brand, Tom Ackerman. Well, it's no secret that President Trump hates the media, with a few exceptions, but he has particularly lashed out at NBC in the last few days and has said, basically to the effect that they should be investigated, maybe their license should be taken away, and they shouldn't be allowed to broadcast. Number one, you can't take NBC's license away because networks don't have licenses. That's only for TV individual stations, so he can't do that. Also, there is that thing called freedom of the press, so I don't really know where he could go with this, but it's also generating some backlash from fellow Republicans like Ben Sasse of Nebraska, I believe, who is saying, are you not actually upholding your oath of office, which is to protect the Constitution. Is this just blowing off steam, Charlie Brennan, or is it really something that the media should be concerned about?
You know, sometimes people call things Nixonian, and I think this is Nixonian, because back in Watergate, Richard Nixon was upset with Katherine Graham and the Washington Post, which also owns some television stations in Florida. And the Nixon administration, through the FCC, reviewed their licenses and went through their files and tried to find ways for the FCC to take back the television station licenses, which the Washington Post held. And, you know, it's completely wrong for the president to exert some power, which, frankly, he doesn't have, as you point out. So, not another great comment from the president of the United States. As much as you hate the guy who owns the barrel of ink, you're not going to win that fight.
He's playing the media again. He does this all the time, and now he's playing the media again. I know we should take those things seriously, but you know, like a few hours after he said that network, maybe we should challenge the licenses of these networks, he says, "I will be interviewed tonight on Fox News by Sean Hannity at 9 p.m. Eastern. Enjoy." I mean, and then he said, "Clips from tax speech, Sean Hannity on Fox and Friends. Have a great day." That was from the president tweeting. he's all over the place.
So he's not going to pull the Fox's license.
No, he's not.
Thank goodness.
No.
Is it just me or is anyone else? We have this whole Harvey Weinstein thing coming out, which every day gets grosser. But there are certain people who are playing it for political gain. Does that bother anyone else? Instead of wondering about, like, how did this sick man get away with this for so long? Or what is wrong with our system? Or why is it that women who are sexually harassed or assaulted or possibly even raped don't get taken seriously? Instead, we're saying, you know, we're making it a political fight about, you know, Hillary Clinton. It's about Obama. It's about Democrats or Republicans or whatever. Is it just me that that is an annoying response?
What I'm seeing more is the political actors starting to fight among themselves. Rose McGowan had her Twitter account suspended after she expressed profanity at Ben Affleck. She insists that Affleck knew that Weinstein was up to this stuff and that she told him that in no uncertain terms on two occasions. Recently, this week, he expressed shock, utter shock and surprise and disappointment in Weinstein. Actually, there's also a former reporter for the New York Times, Sharon Waxman, who has reported that she brought all this up to the New York Times long ago and that Weinstein went to the New York Times newsroom after she had written a piece where she had traveled to two continents to report on his behavior. And Weinstein went to the newsroom and he convinced them to spike the story. And she also says that Matt Damon called the New York Times on Weinstein's behalf to ask that the story not go any further.
Well, actually, I was reading an update on that and there was a guy, Fabrizio, someone who apparently procured women for Harvey Weinstein. Mm-hmm. Matt Damon called to defend him, but then he said, "I did not know it was about sexual harassment," and Waxman admitted that that was true. He was defending the guy. He didn't know what he was defending him for.
Well, I'll tell you what, it just shows you the power of one Harvey Weinstein. Mm-hmm. This Waxman also alleges that there were reporters who acted as consultants and screenwriters for Weinstein, and they had huge conflicts of interest. They looked the other way because they were on his payroll.
Also lawyers, too. All these lawyers get involved, and then networks go, "Yeah, well, we better not do this. We're going to get sued."
There were people that worked alongside him to make the whole situation peaceful, and then they would just vanish, disappear when the victim was in there with Harvey. Right. So if you look the other way, you're guilty.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.